It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, February 16th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City woman is facing felony charges after she allegedly entered a residence without permission and assaulted a male victim. The Charles City Police Department says they took a report of a possible domestic abuse assault in the 600 block of 5th Avenue shortly after 7 a.m. last Tuesday morning. Their investigation led to the arrest of 32-year-old Dominique Lattimore for first-degree burglary, assault causing bodily injury, a Class B felony, and domestic abuse assault with strangulation and bodily injury, a Class D felony. According to criminal complaints, Lattimore is accused of entering the home and grabbing the victim by his throat, as well as hitting him in the body and head a half dozen times. She also caused various scratches and marks to his lower body, all allegedly caught on video. CCPD says the assault started indoors and continued on the ground outside the residence. Lattimore was later released from custody at the Floyd County Jail on her own recognizance. However, County Attorney Todd Pritchard has been granted a hearing for a bond review. In his motion, Pritchard argues that Lattimore was released with no conditions and no oversight, and given the nature of the charges against her, requests the bond review for the protection of the community. That bond review is scheduled for Wednesday in Floyd County District Court. Lattimore is currently scheduled for a preliminary hearing on March 2nd. A Sumner-Fredericksburg School District bus barn was heavily damaged by fire Friday night. In a message on social media, the school district says the bus barn in Sumner sustained extensive damage, as well as one school van and a number of pieces of equipment inside the building. Several other vehicles in their fleet experienced smoke damage. School officials say additional damage may be discovered as they complete the cleanup and assessment. There were no injuries. The school district has been in contact with the Sumner Fire Department and school's insurance carrier and is coordinating with emergency responders and investigators. School officials advise that, for your safety, please stay away from the property. The building structure has been compromised. Superintendent Ryan Cunningham says in an email to KCHA KCZE News, none of the school buses were impacted, while the four-wheeled vehicles of the fleet were damaged. They believe they can plan around those vehicles to ensure there is no impact to student transportation here on Monday. Cunningham adds, we are grateful to all the emergency responders, staff, and community members who rushed to support and prevent as much material loss as possible. In the social media post shortly after the fire, they credited the quick response to contain the fire by community members, the Sumner and Fredericksburg Fire Departments, and support from the Bremer County Sheriff's Office. The New Hampton area is invited to enjoy a night out with St. Joseph's Community School this weekend. This year's event starts at 5 p.m. Saturday night at the New Hampton Golf and Country Club. The 35th annual gala will feature dinner, music, and the clean humor of stand-up comedian The Juice.
We knew that we needed to do something a little bit different from the past, and you know, it took a little bit of extra planning, but we got started early, so we think that we're putting together a fantastic event.
That's Emily Schrickerath with the St. Joseph School Board, who says the live auction is also returning on-site.
So we're just really excited to bring that back. We've done it online the last couple years and had a lot of people that really wanted to bring that live auction back. So we're really excited about it and can't wait to see the turnout.
Schrickerath says Night Out is their biggest fundraiser of the year, with the hopes of bringing in about $40,000 that will go into their budget for such things as teacher training, classroom materials, and ongoing projects.
We're working on putting in a new security system and also updating our preschool playground back behind the church and by the preschool areas. So there's a lot of projects that we want to keep up with, and as everyone knows, it doesn't get any cheaper.
Tickets for the gala are $50 per person, or purchase a table for $250 by contacting the school or by accessing the QR code for online purchase available at St. Joseph Community School on Facebook. The 8th annual Charles City 8th grade trivia night is set for Saturday, February 28th. Middle school teacher and advisor Amanda Rahmiller says the event has grown in popularity over the years to the point it almost sells itself.
Like, I had people emailing me back in December like, hey, when's the date this year? I need to make sure I have that open. I was like, I'm getting my team assembled, okay? But like, we're not going to start till we get back from break. So it's kind of nice that like people are looking for something to do in the wintertime right now. And it's just something I think that a lot of people look forward to. Plus, it's nice for the students to kind of showcase, you know, their talents and what they can do.
Still, Ron Miller advises teams of six to keep signing up for $150.
We usually plan, it's been about right around 30 teams, I would say, the last few years. We can fit more in the gym. I mean, that's our ultimate goal.
Doors at Comet Gym on Trivia Night open at 6 p.m. with an opportunity for teams to get a leg up on the competition, which starts at 7 p.m.
There'll be a person there, a student trying to sell mulligans. So some free answers. So free answers you get, I think it's 5 free answers for $10. Again, it's just another way to give some funds, you know, for the cause. But it's also kind of fun, and then to see how people use them.
In the first 7 years of Trivia Night, proceeds went to renovations to the Riverside Cemetery Chapel. But now that the 8th grade classes have finished there, this year's event will benefit Floyd County Museum. Director McKenna Lloyd says trivia money will go towards the building of a tractor storage facility at the Cedar Valley Engine Club.
That's always an issue for us is space in our tractor wing. A lot of people visit the museum just to look at the tractors or because that's like the main thing that brought them here. And so in trying to stay up to date and be able to change things around and put new things in the tractor wing, we need more space because most of the tractors that are in there are in our permanent collection. So the idea with a building is to have tractors that we own, you know, and we can move, put in this building temporarily so that we can have new things on display in the tractor wing.
To sign up your team, to donate items for the silent auction on Trivia Night, or for more information, email ccriversidetrivia@gmail.com or call Ron Miller at 641-425-5231. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.